This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and we're going to start today with the latest on the Red Line MBTA train that left Braintree Station this morning without a driver and traveled through at least four stations before stopping. Here's Governor Charlie Baker at a press conference earlier today. He says someone had tampered with the train.
Inspection of the train determined that some of the controls had been manipulated, and there's an ongoing investigation right now that involves folks from the MBTA, from DOT, and from public safety. From what we can tell at this point, it appears to be an isolated incident.
Well, with us now, joining us now with more is Mike Bello. He's the deputy city editor at the Boston Globe. He's been watching the story unfold throughout the day. Mike, good to have you back on the show.
Yeah, this is a pretty bizarre incident. It started at 6 this morning. The investigation is underway. As the governor said, it's an isolated incident. According to officials we've talked to, there's no hint of terrorism or a malicious act at all. It is an investigation that's focusing on what happened on that train. They've talked to the train operator. They've talked to passengers. There was some kind of manipulation with the control in that front part of the train that they're looking at and how that happened.
Right. So this is why it's very confusing, because the governor keeps using words like tampered and manipulation, but I hear you saying that sources are telling you there may not be any nefarious intent. But what do we know about the driver? Because I understand that the driver's a longtime MBTA employee, and that he had exited the control area of the train in order to do something with a signal.
That's right. He was checking on a signal problem, a signal issue. He left the train, and suddenly the train started moving. It brushed by him. It injured him. And the train kept going for a couple of stops because of the momentum. He was later taken to South Shore Hospital, treated and released. He's 51 years old. He's been on the MBTA for about 28 years, so he's a veteran train operator. Mm-hmm. Officials are looking at him and what he did as part of their investigation. The governor's having a press conference at 4 o'clock this afternoon, where they're going to probably announce what happened or what they know at this point regarding the investigation. But as far as we're being told, no terrorism nexus, nothing that was appears to be malicious or intending to hurt any passengers at all.
Right, but still some outstanding questions as to how this could have happened in the first place. So this happened at just after 6 o'clock, as you said. Train travels through about four stations before it comes to a stop because they've powered down the third rail. 50 people on board. Anyone we know injured?
No passengers injured. And we talked to a bunch of these passengers. They were a little alarmed when that train went through a number of stops. They're trying to figure out, you know, what's going on. Lights began to flicker. The train ended up slowing to a stop after blowing through at least three stops near North Quincy Station. Someone thought the driver may have had a heart attack or some type of medical emergency. Another passenger said they were trying to figure out where the driver was, so about 7 of them pulled open the doors to make their way to the front of the train, and the door to secure the operator's cabin was locked, so they forced their way in. And what they saw was that the driver left a water bottle, and it looked like an active workspace, but nobody there. And they're trying to figure out what happened. And then one man said that as he entered the train, he had seen the operator, so nobody could understand where he'd gone. Later, they found out he wasn't on the train. And then officials cut power to the third rail. Eventually, the train stops. Another train comes by, and people eventually get onto the train to take control of it. And another train pushed it into the station at JFK, and the passengers were taken off. But none of them were hurt. There wasn't any mass panic, but people were certainly disturbed by what was going on.
Right.
Especially when it goes through stations and it's not stopping.
Right. So who do we know what agencies so far are part of the investigation in terms of trying to get to the bottom of what happened?
Right. The transit police are leading this investigation along with the state public safety officials and the State Department of Transportation. The FBI is not directly involved in this investigation. They were just made aware of what's going on. But this is a state transit police investigation. They are the lead agency on this.
Mike Bello is the deputy city editor of the Metro section for the Boston Globe. Mike, thanks as always.
Thanks.
Well, as Mike Bello said, it was a very, very strange incident that happened this morning. It seems as if what we know so far is that the driver of this red line figured out something wasn't working with the signal in front of him at Braintree Station. So he got out and went to address the signal. And then when that happened, the train moved forward. Now, Governor Baker once again said this morning that that obviously shouldn't happen. So something wasn't right at the train controls. Here's the governor once again.
Manipulated, tampered with. It's pretty clear that it was set in forward motion, which is why it moved in the first place when the signal was manipulated.
In addition, Joe Pesaturo, spokesman for the MBTA, said an initial examination showed no problems with the, quote, functionality of the train's equipment. So there's still this outstanding question of how could this have happened? And as the governor has said earlier today, was it negligence or something else? Well, let's turn now to Carl Berkowitz. He's an engineer specializing in transportation safety. He also has served as a litigation consultant, and he joins us from Delray Beach, Florida, to tell us more in general about how subway trains like these, like the Red Line trains, work. Carl Berkowitz, welcome to Radio Boston.
Well, thank you very much. Just to start at the beginning, when the train goes into service, the train operator has to enter the train, so he has a key. He opens the door, gets in the train, closes the door. That's before all the doors open in the train. Then he goes to the forward compartment on the right-hand side where he operates the train, and he uses another key, or maybe the same key, to open that door and then lock the door after him. And then he sits down, and then he uses another key to activate, to power up the train.
So
everything is keyed in.
So just to get the train powered up, it's three different keys to get into the cabin and to power up the train.
Get into the train, get into the cabin, and to power up, right.
Okay, and so then what does the driver have to do, presuming all the signaling is working properly, to get the train to move forward?
Well, he has a handle, which they call a master controller. I'm not 100% familiar with the master controllers on the T, but basically it has various positions that are designated for different speeds, and also they have two positions, one for ordinary braking and emergency braking.
So it's an active system. The driver has to constantly be basically actively engaged with the train engine to get it to go. What if he lets go?
Well, and I don't know about the T system, but most of the systems in the United States have what they call a dead man function. So if the train operator removes his hand from the master controller, the train goes into braking.
It goes into braking. Okay. So, I mean...
God forbid there's a medical incident or something like that. You want to be safe than sorry, so that the train, if the train operator is not actively managing the master controller, it goes into braking.
Okay. Interesting. Now, again, we don't know 100% the specifics around what happened this morning, and I'm not asking you to comment specifically on the design of the red line, but Governor Charlie Baker did say that the train was, quote, set in forward motion, which is why it moved when the signal was manipulated. So does that tell you that there was something about the way that the red line was that, you know, it could move without a driver actually in it at the controls?
This has happened before. Trains have run away. In London, it was a malfunction a couple of years ago, a mechanical malfunction, and the train took off by itself. In Chicago, it was somebody broke into the train and tried to steal it and ran into another train.
Mm.
But, you know, the malfunctioning is very rare. Now, the signal... If a train goes through a red signal, it would stop the train. It would require the signal would stop the train and do the braking. It seems to me, if I was guessing, that the train operator, when he left the cabin, didn't lock it.
Didn't lock it. Okay.
And may have also left his key in the control panel so that the master controller could operate.
But would it still require a person, though? I mean, because there was no... There was no...
The requirements of the railroad, the MBTA, the T, is that when the train operator or the conductor or anybody who's operating the train, the doors or whatever, if it's a multiple crew, they have to lock their compartment, their windows or whatever, before they leave that space.
Mm-hmm.
So if the train operator had to do something to handle a signal, a platform signal, to do something with that, his obligation was to shut the train. It's an electric train. Shut the train off. It's not hard to start it. Lock the door. then proceed to open the door onto the platform, or if the train, all the doors are open on the platform, then he just steps off the train.
Mm-hmm.
But every step of the way is a safeguard. And it appears from just what happened that these safeguards weren't followed.
I see. Well, we hopefully will get more answers as the day progresses. Carl Berkowitz, an engineer specializing in transportation safety, joining us from Delray Beach, Florida. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. I hope they get it resolved.
And hopefully we will definitely get to the bottom of this. Well, there's more of the show coming up in just a minute. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.